the Yontiv of Chanukah and Purim have a certain yichud to themselves, for women especially, that these are two areas, two Yontovim, that women are mechuyev like men. Even though all mitzvahs, as my grandma, women are potter, these the chayev, and the Gemara gives the reason, aphein hoyeva isa neis. Rashi indicates that the ikenes came to them. Other Rishonim argue the lashon afhein hoyeva isa neis means they were ancillary, but it sort of seems to us as if it's almost an add-on of some sort. And if we understand the ikenes was through them, so we have to understand why was the hashgacha that these two nisim were through Nashim Be'ikar. It's obviously that it didn't happen to be that a woman happened to do the right thing. It means that there's a certain Ashgacha here, that this is something which had to be done through them, and the person that had the right kohos, right set of kohos for this, was an Isha. The Kedushas Levi says over here, he makes this point, and it's in Chanukah he speaks about it, and he says about this being a nes mitzad de mekabel as opposed to mitzad de mashpia, and therefore that's what an isha is more like. I'd like to try to explain a little bit different words, but try to understand a little bit what that content of Chanukah and Purim is different than the other ones, and why it is that Isha Dafka was the one who either made the Ikar Hanes, was the one that was instrumental, whether it was Esther and Purim or Yehuda and Chanukah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ikar attribute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is called Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal is a seal of Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it says that we speak Hashem Lakim Emes. Emes is the mida that is closest to defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is Torah's Emes, and so on. But the word Emes has in itself two shades. There's Emes V'Yatziv and Emes V'Emuna. In the daytime, when we say that we say Berachos, we finish our Krishma, we say a bracha that is Emes V'Yatziv. Emes V'Yatziv means it is true and extremely firm. It's a quality that defines for us Emes in a way that basically dovetails extremely well with the concept of Emes. Emes is true and V'Yatziv is most firmly true. At night, it's Emes V'Emuna. Emes V'Emuna means faith, belief. It almost means that it's not quite so firm. So what exactly is Emes V'Emuna as opposed to Emes V'Yatziv? So let's give ourselves a picture to help us understand it. Imagine we're sitting in a room, and the room is lit up, and I see around me, I see a table, I see the chairs, I see the people, I see the shelves, and so on. So that would be called Emes V'Yatziv. Everything's there, everything is firm, everything is reality. Imagine somebody throws out the switch, closes the switch. Now, and as the room becomes dark, somebody walks into the room. So the person who was not in the room and was light, and I try to tell him there's a table, there's a chair, and there's shelves over here, there are people here, and I try to describe where it is, that person will take my word for it. If he feels comfortable, he will believe me. Those two words, belief, take my word for it, and trust my testimony, are words that ring a lot less firm, then seeing is believing. So seeing means I grasp it as reality. It's a metzias, it's in front of me. When I say I believe you, I trust you, I'm implying that it's not 100% clear, it's not really, really, but, you know, I have no choice, or I feel very strongly, very positive about, about the reliability on you. Imagine, however, I was sitting in the room, and a minute before, I'd been sitting for an hour, and the room is lit up, and it plunges in darkness. I have that picture of what's in front of me, and it is as real to me as when it's not lit up, because there's a metzias around, and just because I'm not able to get immediate feedback, but I have the feedback, so everything there sits in front of me. I will be able to navigate my way around the room perfectly well, because what I saw before is what I see now. But the seeing is in my mind. It's not lit up, but it's not less vivid to me. It's not less real to me than it was before. If I estimate distance correctly, I will stop right in front of a wall and no way walk into it, because I know I'm going to get a bump. It's as real to me as if I'd see it. So emes comes in this world in two varieties. There's an emes that is striking because of its clarity, and there's an emes that is not now clear, but I retain that image and that reality, and even when my senses are not picking it up, it is not less reality than before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made two kings on the world. There's the Shemesh, the Samara Gadol, which is Memshelas Hayom. It rules and reigns over the day. And then there is the Memshelas Halayla, the Yareach, the Levana, which is the Memshelas Halayla. Those are two luminary bodies, which Chazal indicate that the moon is greater because it rules over the night. But that's a paradox, because by definition, the reason why the day is because there's such a bright sun, and the reason why the night is night is because the moon is not so bright. And the answer is, the sun is something which gives me insight only when everything is lit up. And when things are as bright as they can be, that is the Memshalas Hayom. It functions only because everything is bright in front of me. Daytime has its functions. I am working and plowing the fields and so on. It requires that I see everything now, and the sun does that. So the illumination of the sun is designated for a time when things are emes v'yatziv. The moon, even when things are dark, and a moon does not illuminate everything, but it gives me enough light so that even in the darkness I get around. For somebody who knows the road and everything, the moon gives that little bit of light that's absolutely necessary, so that I can clearly bear in mind everything I know from the information before. So we have two memshalas, this emes that we're speaking about, the emes that came from the Ribbono Shel Olam to this world, that is the core meter of Ribbono Shel Olam, expresses itself in two ways. When the emes totally illuminates, and the emes is seen as the metzias itself, and as emuna, when the emes is there, not perceived by me, but for the person who's able to plug into it, it is as bright, and as it is as bright as it would be during the day. Those are the two different variations of illumination in this world. Now, this is something that is divided, just like we need to have two different Maoros and Shemayim, and we need to have two different kingdoms, because there are different focuses, and the person who focuses on the day has a hard time focusing at night, and vice versa. We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tzuras Adam, also split into two. The Zohar is the one whose Memshela is like the Shemesh, like the Chama. He works with getting things with facts and things that are real. A man deals very, very well with science type of things. This is what it is. It's exactly how it works. And if it's not understandable, and if it's not clearly demonstrable, it's lacking in the man's in the man being able to feel it and see it as reality. So a man is given the koyach hamshalos hayom, and a woman is given hamshalos halayla. A woman's intuitive sense means, even if it's not clearly laid out in harsh light, she still understands what's there. She's able to feel and get a sense of things, even when they're not around. The woman is the Levana is Lashna Keva. It's Keneged. The parallel of a Tzurav and the Keva in the Maoros are the Levana versus the Chama. Nominally, the Levana is less, because the Levana is only reflecting the sun's light. But in reality, the Levana is able to illuminate things that are not clear, that are really hidden. It's an illumination that illuminates things that are not fully illuminated. And that's a complementary, and in many ways greater koach than the man. So we have two kochos in the Bria. About the man's koach, it says, Baruch HaChama, Yishir HaShirim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising Klal Yisrael. He speaks about Baruch HaChama Yofa Kalavona, as clear as the sun, as beautiful as the moon. The sun is, the strong point of the sun is clarity. And that is something which is very, very, it requires very strong sun, and more than anything else, no darkness. For the one whose neshama is a Baruch HaChama, then anytime things are not clear, he feels frustrated and not confident. A woman's koach is the Yofa Kalavana. For Yofi, one requires a contrast. Because the moon is set against a background of darkness, it has in itself its Yofi. Yofi requires a bright, brilliant diamond set against a dark background. So the koyach of the Isha, which is able to bring out light in despite a background of darkness, is that koyach of Levana, and that's the koyach ha'Isha. We call it Emes ve'emuna. It is the part that is not fully visible, not starkly visible, the way in which the sun is visible and the way in which the day illuminates everything. If these are the two koiches of Isha and Isha, of the Mora Gadol and Mora Katan, we begin to understand a little bit the women's role in the different roles in Talmud Torah. A man's job in Talmud Torah is to be mevarer and melaben sugyas. Men are most mitzvah in Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah, the main amelus in Talmud Torah is to take unclear points and to clarify them and to make them as clear and as bright as possible. What is a woman's role? So the Gemara Saita says, the question is, what are women's zeicha? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara answers that it says, the Gemara says, first of all, the Gemara gives two reasons why Nashim Azeicha. So one of them, it says, is the Be'agra, the Makrin or Maslin B'nayu, they take their kids to Cheda to learn, V'natar Gavaz Medrasha, and they wait for their husband who've gone away to learn in different city. Their husband's absent for a long time because they want to learn somewhere. Those are the two things that they have the schar for. So the question is, it sounds to us very, very, like consolation prize understatement. They do carpool and they let husbands in cradle. It's like, what are we talking about? I think what Chazal are telling us is this point. The Talmud Torah of somebody who sits and is malabin the sugyas is the Talmud Torah of Emes V'Yatziv. Person sits, breaks his head, brings out a clear sugya. Talmud Torah requires a person with a koyach hamuna. And the koyach hamuna is bringing a child, being mechanech the child, that the makor masim naya that they take him to learn means that the process of chinuch requires a long, long period when all you have is the emuna and the faith in the child. There are many, many, many bumps in the road, and without a clear belief that the child has what it takes, it's very difficult to keep it going. The idea that the husband is the one who's doing it and the woman needs to provide that type of quiet faith in the husband, that's something that is only a woman has that. Not long ago, they honored the Rosh Kohel and co-head of the yeshiva by us, and he spoke very emotionally, and he singled out two women that he owes everything he has to them. He was born in a totally irreligious family, kept nothing, or anti-religious, as a matter of fact. A woman, a tremendous tzaddikus, Rabbi Tzita Katz, Rita Sarah Katz, was found him in a hospital. He was sick. He had problems, and she found him and was makar of him. He was completely clueless about anything Yiddishkeit, and after a short period of getting him a little bit ready, she pushed him to Tal's yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva said, "There's no way he will succeed." And she said, "He will." And she was stubborn. And Baruch Hashem, he became a huge Talmud Chacham. And she had the belief and faith in him where an Adam Gadol didn't. Incredible. The second person he was taking in high school, he was taking public speaking lessons. And the teacher excused him from the class and told him, "My dear young man, you will never know how to speak publicly, and you will never ever be a teacher." And his wife told him, "You will," and they worked on it, and Baruch Hashem, masterful teacher and speaker. And he said the faith of two women are what gave him everything that he has in his life. it's something, it's not a coincidence that it happened to be women. It's the koyach of Isha is that koyach of being demora cotton, that even when it's dark outside, it shines. What the moon is saying when it's shining at night is, the sun is here, and this is a glimpse of it. And even if you don't see it, it's just waiting to rise again. The koyach of emuna is a much deeper koyach of emes, because it has the emes even when it is a hidden emes. Because they saw the emes once, now they see it as a metzias, even after the sun has disappeared for a while. Chanukah and Purim are the two Yom Tovim we got in Golos. What makes those two Yom Tovim unique is that Yom Tovim are meant to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manifestation in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. And Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, we say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, it's clear as day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood at Har Sinai, it's clear as day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed us 40 years in a place that's about to live. It is the brightest, clearest image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Emes V'Yatziv. And that's one half of the picture. And then the sun set and went to Golos. It became dark. And no longer did we have that clarity. And it won't be there for a long time to come. And for men whose Iker Avodah is Emes V'Yatziv, the Avodah limps. It's hard to proclaim with the certainty that we need to when it's dark all around. And this is where the Koach of Isha comes into play. The Isha has the Koach to see the light even when it's dark outside. Emes V'Emuna V'Emunos Chabaleilois. The Emunah of Isha means, even when it's dark, she's certain. Intuition means you have a sense for the inner emes, even when the outside is completely dark. That's the koyach of Isha. And that's why Chanukah and Purim is something which was... and this is why Chanukah and Purim is something which was... miyuchid for Noshim Dafka. It was something which in Golos only an Isha can see Yad Hashem. The mokom of an Isha is, it says in the Sefri, Keil Emuna Ve'ein Oval, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hemin ba'olam abro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in the world and created it. It's something that only an Isha can do. The Michael Weissmandel said, Kel menom shehemin ba'olam abro, that a world that's not believed in cannot exist. It cannot have any kiyum. If we ask ourselves, what is the role of the Isha? The answer is Emes V'Emuna. A man has to work hard at being Malavin. A man has to work hard at doing and bringing to light and trying to make things as visible as perceptible as possible. And that's Amelus B'Torah and that's Esek B'Torah. A woman keeps the faith. She is the Balas Emuna, meaning she's able to see the Emes. Even when it's dark, she saw the Emes. She saw Yetzias Mitzrayim. She saw Gilui Maamar Sinai. She saw Dan Hogad Midbar. She knows it's Emes, even when it's dark. That's why the Yom Tovim, what keeps us going in the Golos, it'll never be as clear as day, but there'll always be the special Yoifi of the Nashim Tzidkanyas who have this Emunah that things that exist, whether we see it or not, whether it's light or dark, they're emes v'emunah. The antoivim of Chanukah and Purim are the antoivim of the emes and emunah of Klal Yisrael.